Hi, this is Ashley Hawkins of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is time for high school volleyball, the last volleyball game scheduled in the state of Missouri. The Class 1 State Championship between the Bismarck Lady Indians at 38-3 and the 37-4 Winona Wild, Lady Wildcats, that is, as they wear the black uniforms, wording on the front Winona, purple trimmed in gold, numbers on the front and back, gold trimmed in purple, and Bismarck in the white jerseys, Bismarck on the front, maroon trimmed in black, numbers on the front and back to match that. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO Sports. Let's meet the American Family Insurance starting rotations. For the Lady Wildcats, their head coach is Jordan Denning. He starts the 5'7 sophomore Sadie Kyle, 5'3 senior Lexi Lindsay, the 5'6 sophomore Bristol Lay, 5'8 senior Taylor Williams, 5'6 sophomore Lauren Martin, and 5'6 senior Sophie Kyle. No libero for this Winona team. For the Bismarck Lady Indians, it's a 5'10 senior Ashley Hawkins, 5'6 senior Kinsey Humms, 5'5 senior Haley Dickey, 5'11 sophomore Ayla Hawkins, 5'11 sophomore Lauren Pearson, 5'6 sophomore Brittany Tice. The Lady Indians 38-3. The Lady Wildcats 37-4. Final game of the state. It's the state championship. Starting lineup brought to you by the American Family Insurance Agency, the Harry Peterson American Family Insurance Agency, and they are proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Bismarck serves first to Winona, brought to you by Boyd & Associates. Kinsey Hubbs slaps it in play, and it's going to be received by the Lady Wildcats, returned into a free ball for Bismarck. Right there, Carly Dickey set to the far side, Ashley Hawkins. She'll tip it across, dug out on the far wing, and Winona attacks from the back row. That was Kyle. Set to the far side. Ashley Hawkins again. Power kill, a power attack, I should say, to the near side. Played by Lauren Martin and cleared by Winona. Long volley to start this one. Back to Ashley Hawkins through a double block. Diving dig back to the net. Pearson will set to the far side. Hawkins, Pearson, dangerous play to start this one. Right in the middle. Winona blocked and down for a point. It's Taylor Williams. Williams puts Winona on the board first. And back to serve now, Lexi Lindsay. Serve received by Bismarck. They send over a free ball, 1-0 Winona. And it goes too far and out. Bismarck, Ashley Hawkins couldn't keep the free ball in. 2-0 Lady Wildcats. Serve on the near side, played by Haley Dickey. Hubs will set to the middle. Ashley Hawkins from the back row, too far and out. 3-0 Lady Wildcats early in set one. And Lindsay serves again. Sinking serve. Hawkins receives. Hubs with the setter dump. It's played by Winona. We play on. Set to the near side and cleared by Sophie Kyle. Ashley Hawkins will attack from the far wing. Diving dig. That was Lauren Martin. Free ball. No, instead an attack ball. Deflected by Hubs. Set to the far side. Ashley Hawkins. She will send a free ball over to Winona. Diving for that one. It was a Lady Wildcat. That was Sophie Kyle. Into the middle. Stuff block. Lauren Pearson. Bismarck on the board, 3-1 they trail. And Carly Dickey back to serve for Bismarck. Rotating serve is played in the middle, set to the near side and cleared by Winona off of Hawkins and down for a point. That's Taylor Williams with her second. 4-1 Lady Wildcats. And Bristol Lay will serve for Winona. Serve received by Dickey. Hubs sets up front, but it hits her again as she couldn't get out of the way. 5-1 Lady Wildcats. On the far side, the set for Bismarck goes to Ayla Hawkins. She clears off of a Winona Wildcat and down for a point. 5-2, Bismarck down by 3 as they try to get back into this one. Ashley Hawkins now back to serve. Short serve played by the Wildcats, set to the far side, tipped across by Williams, played by Bismarck. Far side, Haley Dickey, attack ball too far and out by a couple of inches. 6-2, Winona.
serving will be number 15, Taylor Williams.
And Taylor Williams will serve for Winona. Serve received by Ayla Hawkins. Set back to Ayla in the middle off of a block. Still alive. Will it be cleared? It will into a free ball for Bismarck. There's Ashley Hawkins. Push set far side. Haley Dickey trying to go back to the near wing. Sophie Kyle read it well. Right into the middle. It's cleared. Carly Dickey came to get that one. Kinsey Hubs will set for Ayla. 5 feet off the net. It's blocked and down for a point. Stuff Sadie Kyle. 7-2, Winona, set one. And Williams serves again. Received by Ayla Hawkins. Set to the far side, Haley Dickey. Top spinning attack ball towards the net, into the net. It's a Bismarck point. 7-3 after the dig. Set it up front. That was Lauren Martin in the back row. Nothing they could do with it. And Grace Randazzo comes in to serve for the Lady Indians. Randazzo serve, received in the back row by Williams, sent to the near side and cleared by Sadie Kyle and down for a point. 8-3, Lady Wildcats still early on in set one. Bismarck trying to find some rhythm as Sophie Kyle now goes back to serve. Short serve, Ayla Hawkins receives. Hubs will set to Haley Dickey on the far side. She'll punch it to the back row. Played by Winona towards the net. Hubs to the back line, out of bounds on the near side. 9-3. A bad set from Winona. Cleared the net right where Hubs was at, and she just tried to send it back to a wide open spot. Missed it just a little bit. 6-point lead, Lady Wildcats. Serve received by Dickey. Back set to the near side, Ayla Hawkins. She'll punch it into a block. Hubs digs it out of the block. So Carly Dickey sets, and Haley Dickey will clear. Back to Haley. There's Kinsey in the middle for Ayla. Perfect pass, and she found the floor. 9-4. Ayla Hawkins with her second kill. And now it's Ayla Hawkins back to serve. Top spinning serve by Hawkins. Back set far side. Cleared. Diving play was Ashley Hawkins. Back across. Coming to the near side, Grace Randazzo had to play defense of the near wing. Ayla Hawkins from the back row will find the floor. Bismarck down by four. Hawkins with back-to-back kills, and she will serve. Floating serve, received in the back row by Winona, set to the near side. That's Kyle. She'll tip it across. Lauren Pearson was there. Set goes to the far side for Haley Dickey into a block. Dug out by Randazzo. What a play. Back to Haley Dickey. Off of a block again. Kinsey Hubs will there. She'll tip it to the donut and got it. Kinsey Hubs with her first kill, and it's a 3-point game. Bismarck has scored three in a row. And Ayla Hawkins will serve again. Serve played by Winona. Set to the near side. Kyle into a block and out of bounds. Bismarck point. Hubs was there, as was Pearson. 9-7. Bismarck down by two. Serve received by Winona towards the net. And attack from the back row. Ashley Hawkins was there. Ayla Hawkins will set back up front to Haley Dickey or Lauren Pearson. Dickey came to get it. Pearson wanted her to have it, and Dickey couldn't clear it. 10-7. And back to serve for Winona. It's Lauren Martin, received by Ashley Hawkins. Set to the far side. Lauren Pearson too far. Oh, it was deflected. Bismarck point would have gone out. 10-8. Lauren Pearson with her first kill. And now it's Haley Dickey back to serve for the Bismarck Lady Indians. Serve received by the Lady Wildcats. Set in the middle, cleared by Kyle in the back row, Dickey, and cleared by Kinsey Hubs. Free ball, Lady Wildcats. That was Sophie Kyle. Set to Sadie Kyle. She'll split defenders and find the floor. 11-8. Winona back up by three, and it will be Sadie Kyle back to serve. She's a 5'7 sophomore. Bullet serve is received by Randazzo. Hub sets. Ashley Hawkins 15 feet away will clear. Winona now to the near side. Williams was fading away. She clears. Ashley Hawkins will attack. It ricochets off a Lady Wildcat and into the seats. Ashley Hawkins, her first kill. 11-9. Bismarck down by two, and it's Kinsey Hubbs going back to serve. And Brittany Tice will come back in to play the front row as Grace Randazzo on rotation comes out. Hubbs with a good serve, falling back. Sadie Kyle played, set to the near side, into a block. It's Pearson. It's a one-point game. 11-10, Bismarck trails. Hubbs back to serve once more. Haven't yet been tied in this opening set. Hubbs serve out. 12-10. And back to serve for Winona, it's Lexi Lindsay, the senior. Sinking serve played up front by Brittany Tice, set to the back row. Haley Dickey, flat-footed attack, has to go roll with it, and it's played by Lauren Martin. Set to the middle, Taylor Williams, far side, too far and out. Bismarck point. Bismarck. 12-11, and it's Carly Dickey to serve. Serve is played at the 10-foot line towards the net. Bad pass, and Bismarck point. We're tied. Timeout. Winona, even at 12, the Lady Wildcats see their 7-2 lead and 9-3 lead evaporate. And Bismarck ties 12-all into this timeout.
Need to know if you can make an offer on that house that just went on the market or buy that car you just looked at? Hi, Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and I think we can help. For all our in-house loans, our loan decisions are made locally by loan officers in our branches, not someone in a faraway office. Come in today and see the difference banking locally can make. For more information, call any of our 6 full-service branches or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Ayla Hawkins from the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
12-12 in set one. Bismarck serving Carly Dickey. The libero puts it in play. Winona receives. Martin tipped across. That was Ayla Hawkins. Set in the middle back to Ayla Hawkins. She'll find the back line with a flat-footed attack, and Bismarck leads for the first time in the opening set. 4 kills for Ayla Hawkins, and Dickey will serve again. Dickey's serve received by Lauren Martin. Set in the middle. Taylor Williams off of a block and down for a point. 3 for Taylor Williams, and we're tied at 13s. Out of that timeout called by Winona. Timeouts are brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sotziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Set to the near side. Ashley Hawkins will tip it and find the floor. The change of angle confuse the Lady Wildcats. At Ayla, check that. Ashley Hawkins gets her second kill, and she goes back to serve. Bullet serve received by Sadie Kyle. Set to the near side, and Lauren Martin will clear. Ashley Hawkins was there in the back row. Set to the far side, Haley Dickey off of a block. Diving dig by Martin, and it's cleared by Winona. Dickey is there. Far side, that's Haley Dickey. Miscommunication. She slaps the back of the hand of Ayla Hawkins as Haley Dickey wanted it. We're tied at 14. Third tie of set one. Serve received by Ayla Hawkins. Hub sets back to Ayla. She'll tip it towards the donut. Coming to get that was Lauren Martin. Punch to the back row and out on the near side as Lexi Lindsay couldn't find the floor, and it's a point for Bismarck, 15-14. Grace Randazzo will come in and serve. Randazzo, a 5'4 sophomore, wears jersey number 22. Top spinning serve received in the back row as Taylor Williams was backing away. Set to the near side, and Sadie Kyle threw a block and down. And we're tied at 15. No ties until 12-12, and we've been tied at every point after. 12 through 15, fourth tie of the set. Serve played by Ashley Hawkins. Hubs will back set to the near side. Ayla Hawkins looking for the far corner. Going to get it was a Lady Wildcat. Set back to the near side. And again, it was Lauren Martin through a block and down. And the Lady Wildcats take over. Second lead change of the set. 16-15, Winona. Short serve, Hawkins. Set to the far side. Dickey into a stuffed block. Sadie Kyle. 17-15, Winona. Chelsea Hennis not going to use a timeout just yet. Her club down by two, and Winona scored three in a row. Serve in the back row, Randazzo. Dickey will set to Ayla Hawkins. She clears. Right there to receive was Lay. Back to the near side. Tipped across. Hubs is there. We get a whistle. Somebody's in the net. It's Ayla Hawkins. It's 18-15. Three-point lead now for Winona. And Sophie Kyle will rotate to serve. She's a 5'6 senior. Sinking serve, Ashley Hawkins. It's punched back to the far side. Haley Dickey went to get that one. Slipped, but she's back to her feet. Ashley Hawkins will clear. On the far side, it's Lay. Set in the middle for Sadie Kyle. Off of Carly Dickey, there's Haley Dickey. And Ayla Hawkins will send over a free ball. In the back row, Taylor Williams. Set in the middle off of a block and played by Bismarck. Sent back up front, Haley Dickey tips it again. Sadie Kyle is there looking for the donut. It was Lindsay. And it's played by Bismarck in return. Set to the near side. That's Lauren Martin. And she got the point as she found the back line. And they've scored five in a row. It's 19-15. Bismarck calls a timeout. We'll take the break as well. You're listening to the High School Volleyball State Championship on KFMO.
Bismarck School District would like to congratulate the Bismarck Lady Indians volleyball team. They've worked hard, played tough, and shown the true spirit of determination all season long. The Bismarck School District celebrates those athletes who've put their school on the map with their amazing achievements. Thanks for an unforgettable season, Lady Indians volleyball. The Bismarck School District is very proud. Here's to the teamwork, dedication, and Bismarck pride that keeps them cheering. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Brittany Tice of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
Set one, getting late. 19-15, Winona leads Bismarck. Lady Wildcats on a 5-0 run. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sansegraw, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington. Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Good dig on the far side, Bristol Lay. It's cleared by Winona. Set to the far side, Haley Dickey threw a couple of blockers. Into the back row, Taylor Williams was there. Back set, Sadie Kyle. She adjusts. Ashley Hawkins was there. Set to Ayla Hawkins off of a block and down. 19-16. And that'll stop the 5-0 run. Ayla Hawkins with her sixth kill. That is the leading number for the Lady Indians. And Ayla Hawkins will serve. Serve received by Bismarck. Bad pass. 50-50 ball. Pearson won it. Set to the near side. Diving dig by Randazzo. And it's Sadie Kyle with the kill. Her fourth. And it's 20-16. And Lauren Martin back to serve again. Serve received by Randazzo. Hubs set to the far side. Lauren Pearson got it. Perfect pass from Hubs. 21-16. And Haley Dickey will serve for the Lady Indians. Serve received by Winona towards the net. The set goes into the middle for Kyle. Nice dig by Randazzo. It's cleared. Back into the middle for Kyle again. She'll tip it across. And that was Ashley Hawkins to send it right back. Set to the back row. Taylor Williams off of a Lady Indian and down. Williams with her fourth kill. And it's 22-16 Winona. They've scored three in a row. Beg your pardon. 22-17. They've scored three of four. Serve received in the middle. Set to the far side. Ashley Hawkins out by a foot. 23-17. Sadie Kyle, bullet serve. Dickey was there, set to the far side, Ashley Hawkins. She hits it into the antenna this time. 24-17, set point here in the opening set for Winona. And now Sadie Kyle to serve. Sinking serve is an ace. That'll do it in the opener. 25-17. Nope. Now it's 24-17. It is set point now. Served set to the near side. Now it's 25-17. Lady Wildcats had the point. Winona takes set one. And we head to set two. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KFMO.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Need to know if you can make an offer on that house that just went on the market or buy that car you just looked at? Hi, Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and I think we can help. For all our in-house loans, our loan decisions are made locally by loan officers in our branches, not someone in a faraway office. Come in today and see the difference banking locally can make. For more information, call any of our six full-service branches or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Misha Audio Network.
Do you want free checking? Do you want a bank with no hidden fees or any other requirements in order to keep that monthly service charge away? If your answer is yes, then Unico Bank is the bank for you. We have completely free checking, including online banking, bill pay, mobile deposits, and debit cards issued right at the branch. Everyone loves free, and at Unico, we love our customers. Come see our personal bankers and get an account that's just right for you. We have locations in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, Potosi, Bismarck, and Irondale. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When seconds making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things.
Hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Chuck Odle, Shelter Insurance, on East School Street in Bon Terre today or call 358-3674.
Hi, this is Grace Randazzo of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
Set two starts the serve for Winona. Ashley Hawkins plays it into a block, and Winona will get the point. 1-0 Lady Wildcats. They had set one, 25-17. That set featured two aces from Winona, one Bismarck error, four ties, and two lead changes. Stats brought to you by Samson's and Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with no cost to you forever warranty. Lauren Pearson through a block, played by Winona. Set to the back row, Kyle. Straight out, now deflection. And the chair official will rule a deflection. So 2-0. It was deflected up front off of a block. Serving, Lexi Lindsay. Hub set to the far side, Ashley Hawkins off of a block and out of bounds. Saw Hawkins with her first point of the set, third kill. Bismarck down by 1-2-1, and Kinsey Hub's back to serve. The Lady Indians made it close midway through set one after trailing 7-2 and 9-3. Set in the middle and slamming it down, Taylor Williams. She's got 5 kills, 3-1 Winona. Well, Bismarck has the height advantage. Lauren Pearson, 5'11". Ayla Hawkins, 5'11". Ashley Hawkins, 5'10". The tallest Lady Wildcat is Rosalie West, a freshman at 5'9", and she hasn't played yet. To the near side, Pearson got it. Lauren Pearson with her third kill, 3-2. Her club trails, and now Ayla Hawkins will check in. Pearson takes a seat. The libero, Carly Dickey, back to serve. Serve received by the Lady Wildcats, Lauren Martin, set in the middle, and Williams gets it. Taylor Williams, perfect pass to her. 4-2, Lady Wildcats. And now Williams to the back row as she will go back to serve and put this one in play. Bismarck down and sets 1-0. Carly Dickey receives. Kinsey Hubs will set. Lauren Pearson into a block. I beg your pardon, that was Ayla Hawkins into a stuff block. 5-2. And that blocker was Taylor Williams. Set to the near side. That's Ashley Hawkins off the side of the face of Bristol A, and it's cleared into a free ball for Bismarck. Set to the back row. Haley Dickey will clear. Back set far side. Lauren Martin off of a blocker. Dickey, hub set. Ashley Hawkins trying to find the near corner. Out by a foot. 6-2. 4-point lead for Winona. And Taylor Williams will serve again. Serve received by Carly Dickey. Set to the far side. Ayla Hawkins off the net. Down for a point. 7 kills for Ayla Hawkins. 6-3. Bismarck trails. And Ashley Hawkins will serve for the Lady Indians. Ashley Hawkins served towards the net, tipped down by Ayla Hawkins. Point Bismarck, 6-4. Hawkins with 8, that's Ayla Hawkins. And Ashley Hawkins serves again. And they change the ball real fast before the serve. Bullet serve from Ashley Hawkins, played by Taylor Williams, set to the near side, Sadie Kyle, off of Carly Dickey, and back to the student section. 7-4, Sadie Kyle with her fifth kill. Winona back to a 3-point lead. And now it's Sophie Kyle to serve. Off of Carly Dickey, bad pass, bad receive. Sadie Kyle slams it down. 8-4. Timeout, Chelsea Hennis and the Lady Indians. It's an early stoppage. We'll take the break as well. You're listening to the Class 1 State Championship. 8-4 Winona in set 2 on KFMO.
The city of Bismarck is proud to congratulate the Bismarck Lady Indians volleyball team on an incredible season. Making it all the way to the Final Four is no small feat, and the Lady Indians have shown skill, determination, and heart every step of the way. The city of Bismarck and its residents stands behind you, cheering you on for every serve, spike, and victory. Way to go, Lady Indians. Your city is celebrating you.
Hi, this is Haley Dickey of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
Set 2, 8-4, Winona leads out of the Bismarck timeout. Brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsiger on Farmington. Jonathan, Stefan, and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Scramble play for Bismarck. They somehow clear. Winona sets to Kyle. It's cleared. Ayla Hawkins will send it back. Free ball, Lady Wildcats. Again, the set in the middle this time to Kyle, but she can't clear the net. 8-5. Bismarck gets a free point. And it'll be Grace Randazzo coming in to serve. Randazzo, the righty, puts it in play. Serve received by Winona. Push that to the near side. Sadie Kyle off of a block and down for a point. 7 for Sadie Kyle, 9-5 Winona. And Lauren Martin serves for the Lady Wildcats. Received by Carly Dickey. It's an ace. 10-5. First ace for Lauren Martin. And she serves again. Serve received by Ashley Hawkins. Hubs will set to the far side. Haley Dickey. And the back row to dig. Martin set to the near side. Kyle. Cleared by Kinsey Dickey, Carly Dickey, that is. And Haley Dickey will go roll shot to clear for Bismarck. Set again, Kyle blocked and down. Ayla Hawkins with the stuff. 10-6. Bismarck trailing. Lauren Pearson back to the floor, and Ayla Hawkins back to serve. Serve played by Winona. Back set. Kyle far side off of a block. Ayla Hawkins was there. Haley Dickey wants it. They set to her. Haley Dickey to the back row. Played by Winona. From the 10-foot line. Roll shot. Coming to get it. Grace Randazzo. Hubs will set. Back row attack. It's Ayla Hawkins off of a blocker. Diving play. That was Martin. Back row attack by Winona. Randazzo was there towards the net. Hubs will dig it out. And clearing it will be Pearson. We play on. Coming to get it. Sophie Kyle. Set goes to Sadie Kyle. And she kills. 11-6, Winona. And Sadie Kyle back to serve. Serve received by Randazzo. Hubs push set far side. Pearson threw a block and down. Lauren Pearson, her fourth kill. 11-7, Bismarck trails. Haley Dickey back to serve. Dickey serve, received by Kyle, set in the middle. That's Martin off of a block, beg your pardon, it was Williams. Hubs set far side, Pearson threw a block again, but she finishes into the net. 12-7, Winona gets the point. And Lexi Lindsay serves. Received by Carly Dickey. Set in the middle, Lauren Pearson into a block and down. Taylor Williams again. 13-7, Winona leads. On top by 6. Matching their largest lead of the game. Or of the set, I should say. Serve cleared. Winona attacks. On the near side, it was Sophie Kyle. Dickey will set to the far side. Ashley Hawkins off of a blocker. Lexi Lindsay was there. Set to the back row. Kyle tipped the net, and it falls for a point. Sadie Kyle with her ninth kill. All the breaks going for Winona. 14-7, Lady Wildcats. Sinking serve. Carly Dickey plays. Kinsey Hubbs slide play set to the near side. That's Lauren Pearson stuffed by Williams. 8-point lead, Winona, 15-7. Bullet serve. Carly Dickey was there. Hubs will set to the far side. Ashley Hawkins into a block. Hubs came to get that, and she clears. Punch to the back row. Haley Dickey was there. Hubs set again. Ashley Hawkins again into a block. We play on. Hubs looking for the donut, but it's read perfectly. Lauren Martin was there. Back to the near side. Set in the middle. Taylor Williams. 16-7 Winona. They have scored 5 in a row. Chelsea Hennis Not going to use a timeout just yet. Lexi Lindsay, sinking serve, tip the net, it's an ace, 17-7. All the breaks, Winona. Man. You know the saying, gotta be good to be lucky to be good, isn't that? No, not lucky to be, gotta be good to be lucky. That's the saying. Serve off of Dickey, set in the middle, Lauren Pearson, tips it to the far side, right there to play was Lexi Lindsay. Back row attack, Kyle. Carly Dickey with the dig, set to the far side. Lauren Pearson can't clear. 18-7, Winona in the second set. Of course, Winona had set one, 25-17, leading in set two. And they've scored seven in a row. Serve on the near side, Haley Dickey. Hubs will set to the back row, and it's cleared by Carly Dickey. Winona sets in the middle. That's Taylor Williams off of Grace Randazzo and towards the seated section behind us. 19-7, Winona. And at this point, does Hennis use her second timeout? Sinking serve. Carly Dickey receives. Kinsey Hubs will set to the far side. Ashley Hawkins tipped off of a block and down for a point. That'll break up the run. Ashley Hawkins with her fourth kill. Bismarck down by 11. And that ends an 8-0 run from Winona. Now it's Kinsey Hubs to serve. Serve received by the Lady Wildcats. Set to Martin. She'll slam it off of a block. Ashley Hawkins was there. Set back to Hawkins. She'll put it into a block and down for a point. Taylor Williams read it perfectly. 20-8. Five stuff blocks for Taylor Williams. Serve is an ace. 21-8. Back to put it in play again. Bristol Lay, that's her second ace of the match. Serve, Ashley Hawkins was there. Set to the near side. Lauren Pearson out. 22-8. Bismarck just can't find the breaks tonight. Ashley Hawkins. Hubs back to Ashley. She'll clear. Doug. Not tipped across, though, as the pass went to Lauren Martin and she couldn't clear. 22-9. And maybe that can bring some life to the Bismarck Lady Indians as Carly Dickey goes back to serve for Bismarck. Serve on the near side, played by Lauren Martin. Set in the middle, Williams got it. Oh, no, out by inches on the near side. 22-10, Bismarck point. Carly Dickey serves again. Top spinning serve, received in the back row. Set to the near side from the 10-foot line, it's cleared. Haley Dickey was there, Kinsey Hubs will set to the far side. Ashley Hawkins got it! Far side attack finds the floor, 22-11. Five for Ashley Hawkins. Carly Dickey serves again. Just because Winona rattled off each straight doesn't mean Bismarck can't. Now would be a perfect time. Set to the near side into a block. Still alive. Winona, back row attack. Carly Dickey was there. Ashley Hawkins goes to get it. Ayla Hawkins will clear. Off of a deflection up front, Lexi Lindsay. Back to the near side, Lauren Martin. Carly Dickey is there in the back row for Bismarck. Set to the back row, Haley Dickey will clear. And Sadie Kyle receives for Winona. Tip to the donut and down for a point. The setter, Lexi Lindsay, with her second kill, 23-11. Taylor Williams back to serve. Serve received by Carly Dickey. Hubs will push that far side. Ayla Hawkins through a block and down for a point. 23-12. Ayla Hawkins with her ninth point of the game. That leads all Lady Indians. And now it's Ashley Hawkins to serve. Serve received by Winona. Set to the far side off of a block. Carly Dickey plays it. Hubs to Ayla Hawkins to the near side. Out. 24-12. It's set point for the Lady Wildcats. And now Sophie Kyle. Short serve is an error. 24-13. That's the first service error from Winona. all game. Grace Randazzo will come in and serve now for the Lady Indians. Randazzo puts it in play into the net. Service error, and Winona is on the cusp of back-to-back state championships. 25-13. Winona takes set two. Set three when we come back. Bismarck has to dig out of a big hole. They're down two sets to nothing, and Winona defending the Class 1 state title they won last year.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Unico Bank of Potosi is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank of Potosi today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. Unico Bank of Potosi, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they have you covered. Can't go to them? No worry. Their mobile unit comes to you. Plus, enhance privacy and style with their expert window tinting services. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, choose Curtis Auto Glass Center. Your clear vision starts with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills. Call now to schedule your appointment and experience the difference.
Bismarck School District would like to congratulate the Bismarck Lady Indians volleyball team. They've worked hard, played tough, and shown the true spirit of determination all season long. The Bismarck School District celebrates those athletes who've put their school on the map with their amazing achievements. Thanks for an unforgettable season, Lady Indians volleyball. The Bismarck School District is very proud. Here's to the teamwork, dedication, and Bismarck pride that keeps them cheering. Go Indians!
Do you want free checking? Do you want a bank with no hidden fees or any other requirements in order to keep that monthly service charge away? If your answer is yes, then Unico Bank is the bank for you. We have completely free checking, including online banking, bill pay, mobile deposits, and debit cards issued right at the branch. Everyone loves free, and at Unico, we love our customers. Come see our personal bankers and get an account that's just right for you. We have locations in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, Potosi, Bismarck, and Irondale. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carly Dickey of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
Set three about to get started. Winona, a set away from a Class 1 state championship, would be their second straight. They won it last year after beating Bismarck in the state quarterfinal. Bismarck down 0-2, and Kinsey Hubbs will serve first, and the Lady Indians not helping themselves out. 19 hitting errors in this game through two sets. Ashley Hawkins has seven. Lauren Pearson with six. Ayla Hawkins and Haley Dickey each with three. Kinsey Hubbs will serve. In the third set, a set that Bismarck has to win. Set in the middle, through a block and down for a point. Taylor Williams starts the scoring for Winona. 1-0 Lady Wildcats. The Lady Indians find themselves trailing again. Ashley Hawkins receives. Back set to the near side. Lauren Pearson down for a point. Fifth kill for Pearson. We're tied at one. Didn't have a tie in set two or a lead change. It was Winona from wire to wire. Carly Dickey back to serve. On the near side, it's played by Winona. Set to the near wing. Roll shot. Ashley Hawkins dives for that. Back row attack, Haley Dickey. Sends it to the back row and out by a foot. 2-1 Winona. There's another hitting error. And Bristol Lay back to serve. She has two aces.
in the game for Winona. Hubs. That's four hits. Nope, it's an illegal set or an illegal attack from Bismarck. Wildcat point, 3-1. Hubs was over the net when she set it. Serve received by Carly Dickey. Hubs will set to the far side. Ayla Hawkins tips it across right there to play with Sophie Kyle. Set to the back row, and Sadie Kyle will clear. Hubs was there. Tice sets Ayla Hawkins. Threw a blocker into the back row. Set by Lindsay to the near side, cleared by Sophie Kyle. Set to the far side, Ashley Hawkins towards the net. Somebody's in the net. It's Winona. Bismarck point, 3-2. It was Taylor Williams making contact with the mesh. And Ashley Hawkins serves. Serve received by Sadie Kyle. Set to the near side and cleared with a roll shot. Carly Dickey in the back row played for Bismarck. Set in the middle for Ayla Hawkins off of a block. Coming to get it. It's Winona. That was Bristol Lake. Set to the near side. And Lauren Martin out of her reach couldn't deflect it. And we're tied at 3. Second tie of set 3. Hawkins serve again. Played by Winona. Set to the near side, cleared off of a block. Kenzie Hubs was there. Carly Dickey sets for Haley Dickey. Far side of the 10-foot line. Dug by Winona. Back to the near side. That's Lauren Martin off of Ashley Hawkins and back. 4-3. Lauren Martin has 4. And Taylor Williams back to serve. Serve received by Ayla Hawkins. Set to the far side. Haley Dickey off of the arm of Lexi Lindsay and out of bounds. Haley Dickey with her third kill. We're tied at 4. Bismarck staying close in this third set. They have to win the set. In fact, they have to win the next two to have a chance to win. Grace Randazzo serving for Bismarck. Played by Winona. Set on the near side. Sadie Kyle will clear off of a block. Carly Dickey was there. Hubs will set to the far side. Haley Dickey deflected up front towards the net. Tip back across. Grace Randazzo there in the back row. Set goes to Ayla Hawkins. She wanted the swing play, the slide, if you will. Hubs set her in the middle and no one was there. 5-4 Winona. Serve received by Ashley Hawkins and down for a point. Sophie Kyle back to serve again. 6-4 Winona. Ashley Hawkins receives. Back set to the near side. Ayla Hawkins down. Got it. 6-5. Ayla Hawkins with her 10th kill. And Ayla Hawkins will put this one in play. Serve was short. It's played by Winona. Far side into a block and out of bounds. The kill for Lauren Martin is her 5th. 7-5 Lady Wildcats. And now Lauren Martin, short serve. Haley Dickey set to the far side. Lauren Pearson got it. 7-6. Lauren Pearson has 6. And Bismarck trails by a point. It's Haley Dickey back to serve. Bullet serve received by the Lady Wildcats. Setter dump played by Randazzo. Far side set. Ashley Hawkins into a block and cleared by Sadie Kyle. Hubs in the middle. Pearson blocked. Hawkins clears. Not over the net, rather. It was to the near side. 8-6. It looked good until it came off the apex. And Sadie Kyle back to serve. Serve received by Carly Dickey. Set to the back row, it's Haley Dickey. She will clear. Winona plays to the near side. Roll shot down to the floor. Bristol Lay, look what I found, a kill. 9-6. She just tried to, and she got a smile on her face too. She tried to keep that one alive, and it fell to the floor. C. Sadie Kyle serve. Haley Dickey plays. Back set to nobody. 10-6. Winona leads by 4. Their largest lead of the set. And if they win this one, they're state champs. Serve received by Carly Dickey. Set to the near side. Pearson tips it across and towards the net, and it will be cleared into a free ball. There's Dickey. Hubs to set on the far side. Ashley Hawkins. Near side attack. Got it. Hawkins cross court. Finds the floor. 10-7. Bismarck has two runs longer than 2-0. A 4-point run in the first set and a 3-point run in the second set. Looking to put something together here, but they won't be able to do so as Taylor Martin will find the back line on the near side, 11-7. Winona serve on the far side off of Dickey. Set to the near wing. Lauren Pearson, she clears too far and out. 12-7, Lady Wildcats. Serve, Ashley Hawkins. Back set, Lauren Pearson. Far side, got the corner. 12-8, Bismarck down by 4. Carly Dickey serves. Top spinning serve, received by Winona. Player down on the floor, that was Lauren Martin. Stuff block, Gayla Hawkins. 12-9. Lauren Martin still on the floor as she rolled around in a little bit of pain after that dig. And that receive, they go back to her and she plays it. Sent in the middle, Martin into a block, nearly down for a point, and it will be Bismarck, 12-10. And again, Lauren Martin, slow to get up. It's Carly Dickey back to serve. Sinking serve received. Sent to the near side. They find Taylor Williams, and she finds hardwood. 13-10. And Bristol A back to serve for Winona. There was Dickey. Set. Ayla Hawkins sends over a free ball. Lindsay in the middle. Through a block. Lift called. It's against Bismarck. 14-10. Winona leading. Bristol lay to serve. Haley Dickey receives. Hubs sets and then runs right into the player she sent, Brittany Tice, into the net. 15-10, 5-point lead. Kenzie Hubs shaking up after that one. Bristol A serving again for Winona. Serve received by Carly Dickey. Set to the far side. Ayla Hawkins threw a block and down for a point. 15-11. Ayla Hawkins with 11. And Ashley Hawkins back to serve. Sinking serve is an ace. 15-12, the first Bismarck ace of the match for Ashley Hawkins. And the Lady Indians trail by 3 in set 3. Nearly another ace, except that one's return on a diving reception. Ayla Hawkins will slam it down, 15-13. Kinsey Hubs is bleeding on the lip. And we're going to have to get that cleaned up as they call for a athletic trainer. And this may be unfortunate for Bismarck because it could give Winona some time to reset. Bismarck has scored the last 3. They're down by 2, 15-13. As they bring the bandages out to Hubs. It'll be Ashley Hawkins back to serve. She does have an ace. She had four aces in the second set yesterday. Bismarck student section and seated section behind us starting to chant for their Lady Indians. Down two sets to nothing, but they have to win this third set. Their season depends on it. It's been a rough first two and a half. 28 kills for Bismarck, but 25 errors. That is hitting errors, not service errors. Ashley Hawkins does have, they have her down for two aces. One of those in set one. And so, a little bit of a stoppage here. Let's thank our sponsors. Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odell and Bonterre, Mineral Area College, Honor Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Curtis Auto Glass Sitter in Park Hills, Utico Banks in Potosi and Bismarck, the Bismarck School District, the City of Bismarck, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, Bismarck Medical Providers, and New Era Banks. And they are good to go out of that little injury timeout. Hubs is back. Ashley Hawkins will serve. Serve received by Winona. Set from the 10-foot line. That was Martin. Hubs was there. Dickey will set. Player collapses. That's Brittany Tice. She's back to her feet. Cleared by Bismarck. Winona in the middle. Taylor Williams got it. 16-13. Back to a three-point game. And Williams back to serve. Ayla Hawkins receives. She wants it back. They set back to her. She'll put it off of a block and down. Ayla Hawkins keeping her team in this one. 16-14. She has 12 kills. Grace Randazzo comes in to serve for the Lady Indians. Sinking serve played by Bristol Lay, set to the near side. Sadie Kyle tips it into a block. Kyle digs it out of the block, punch to the back row. There's Ashley Hawkins. Hubs will set far side. Dickey tipped it across and down. Got the line. 16-15 with the tip drill. Haley Dickey's got her fourth kill. And it's a one-point game, closest it's been since 5-4 Winona. Randazzo serve, received by Winona. Set to the near side, Sadie Kyle, into a block by Hubs. Dug out of the block by the Lady Wildcats. Back to Kyle on the near side, over the block this time. There was Carly Dickey, set to the far side, Haley Dickey, for the back line, but Taylor Williams was there. Back to the near side, Sadie Kyle out. We're tied at 16. Fourth tie of set three, timeout. Lady Wildcats will take the break. Bismarck has scored six of the last seven, and they've tied Winona at 16. You're listening to this Class 1 state championship game on KFMO.
The City of Bismarck is proud to congratulate the Bismarck Lady Indians volleyball team on an incredible season. Making it all the way to the Final Four is no small feat, and the Lady Indians have shown skill, determination, and heart every step of the way. The City of Bismarck and its residents stands behind you, cheering you on for every serve, spike, and victory. Way to go, Lady Indians. Your city is celebrating you.
Hi, this is Lauren Pearson of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
16-16, fourth tie of set three, first tie since 4-4. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Grace Randazzo serving. Top spinning serve received by Winona Sophie Kyle. Set to the near side and cleared into a block. Sadie Kyle will dig it out of the block. Set back to Sadie in the middle. Threw a block off of Dickey and down. Sadie Kyle with another kill. Lady Wildcats up 17-16. Getting later and later in set three, and Bismarck has to win this one. Sophie Kyle. Serve received by the Lady Indians. Sent in the middle, Ayla Hawkins into a block. She digs it out. Ashley Hawkins had to dive for that one and couldn't make a clean pass. 18-16, Winona. And Sophie Kyle back to serve again. Serve on the near side, played by Ayla Hawkins. Set back to Ayla in the middle, into a block and off the antenna. Ayla Hawkins with the kill, 18-17. Lauren Pearson back in. Hawkins goes back to serve. Serve received. Set in the middle, Kyle threw a block off of Randazzo and down for a point. Sadie Kyle, another one, 19-17. And out of the Winona timeout, they have scored 3 of 4. Lauren Martin puts this one in play. Haley Dickey was there. Hubs pushed that far side. Lauren Pearson off of a block and out of bounds. 19-18, Bismarck trails. Lauren Pearson with the kill. And Haley Dickey back to serve. Bullet serve, played by Winona. Set to Sadie Kyle, she clears. Now it's Ashley Hawkins. She sends it to the back row. Right there, Taylor Williams. Punched to the near side. Haley Dickey called for it. She played it. Set in the middle, Lauren Pearson off the forearm of a Lady Wildcat and cleared. Ashley Hawkins was there. Set in the middle for Lauren Pearson again into a block. Dug out by Randazzo. Kept alive. Back row attack. Haley Dickey. She clears for Bismarck. Set in the middle. Sadie Kyle. Randazzo. Hubs. Far side. Ashley Hawkins off of a block. Right there. Sophie Kyle. Punch to the near side. That was Hubs. Ashley Hawkins will send it to the back row. And it's played by Lauren Martin. Back to the near wing. Sadie Kyle off of a block and down for a point. 20-18, Sadie Kyle. And Winona lead as Kyle goes back to serve. Serve received by Haley Dickey. Hubs will set to Lauren Pearson. She'll go roll shot with flat-footed attack. Martin was there, sent in the middle for Williams off of Carly Dickey. Hubs will punch it to the back row. Sadie Kyle came to get it. We get a whistle, two hits from Hubs. 21-18, Winona. And Sadie Kyle back to serve once more. Bullet serve. Ashley Hawkins was there. Hubs will back set to the near side. Lauren Pearson. She'll attack to the far wing. It's played by Winona. Back row attack. Sadie Kyle. And right there it was Carly Dickey. Right in the middle again. Lauren Pearson. Stuff block Williams. 22-18. Timeout Bismarck. Their first timeout called in this set. It's a 4-point game. Winona on the cusp of back-to-back titles. Bismarck trying to save their season when we come back on KFMO.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
Hi, this is Kinsey Hubs of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
22-18, Winona leads. Bismarck used the timeout. They have one left in this set. Winona up again, 22-18. Sadie Kyle back to serve. And the Lady Wildcats are up in sets 2-0. Serve received by Randazzo. Hubs will set to the far side. Ashley Hawkins off of a block. Still alive. Free ball Bismarck if it's cleared, and it is by Bristol Lay. Hubs to the middle. Pearson tips it across. Coming to get that one was Lexi Lindsay. From the 10-foot line, Kyle will clear. Ashley Hawkins dives. Set to the back row, Haley Dickey. She'll put it off of a blocker. Still alive. Winona set her dump. Ashley Hawkins came to get that. Hubs back sets to the near side, but it clears. Back row attack. Haley Dickey was there. Set to the far side, Ashley Hawkins off of a block and down. Ashley Hawkins makes it 22-19. And Brittany Tice comes into the game as Kinsey Hubbs goes back to serve. Serve received by Winona. Set in the middle. Hubbs with the dig. Back set, far side. Ashley Hawkins off of a block and down again. Ashley Hawkins makes it 22-20. Back-to-back kills for the senior. Hubbs with the bullet serve. Played by Winona, set to the near side. Blocked, Pearson got it. 22-21, Bismarck down by a point. Timeout, Winona. We'll take the break. Set three, Bismarck back in it, down by one on KFMO.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students.
This message has been brought to you by the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Odell Media Group. AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Mesa Audio Network.
Hi, this is Chelsea Hennis, head coach of the Bismarck Lady Indians, and you're listening to the High School Volleyball Class 1 State Championship game on AM 1240 KFMO.
Kinsey Hubbs back to serve for Bismarck out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Bismarck down by a point. Serve received by Winona. Set in the middle. Martin off of Hubbs. What a play. Back set. Ashley Hawkins into a block and down. Stuffed by Taylor Williams. 23-21. Lady Indians back down by two. Now it's Lexi Lindsay to serve for the Lady Wildcats. Bullet serve off of Tice. Set to the back row, and Haley Dickey will send over a free ball for Winona. Set in the middle, Williams, far side out, 23-22, Bismarck down by a point. And Carly Dickey back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Serve received by Winona, set in the middle for Martin, got it, beg your pardon, it's Taylor Williams again, and it's match point, Winona. Bismarck has their back against the wall, they'll need to play a perfect five. Or a perfect four if they want to win this one. Serve received by Dickey. Hubbs sets far side. Ayla Hawkins got the corner. 24-23. And now Ashley Hawkins will serve. Match point still for Winona. Ashley Hawkins sinking serve. Played by the Lady Wildcats. They set in the middle into a stuff block. It's Ayla Hawkins. We are tied 24-all. And we will have extra points in this set courtesy of Complete Vision Care. Ashley Hawkins with the serve. Winona set far side. And down for a Lady Wildcat point. Taylor Williams again, and now Winona on match point once more, and Williams back to serve. Short serve is an error, tying us at 25. And Grace Randazzo will come in to serve for the Lady Indians. Serve on the near side. It's played by Winona. Bad pass. Free ball, Bismarck. Hawkins. Hubs with the set. Back to Hawkins. Powers it off of a block and down. And Bismarck is on set point for the first time all game. 26-25. And extra points brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966. Randazzo serves again. On the near side, received by Winona. Set to the near wing, Kyle into a block. She digs it out of the block. Set to the far side this time. In the back row, Ashley Hawkins. Kinsey Hubbs to Ayla Hawkins through a block and nearly down. Back to the back corner. Ashley Hawkins ran across court to get that. Set to Haley Dickey off of a blocker. In the back row, Lindsay. Set to the far side and cleared by Williams. Ashley Hawkins again. Hubbs again will set to Dickey far side. Haley Dickey clears. Crystal Lay, set or dump. Ayla Hawkins clears it again. That was Kyle. Back to Hawkins. In the middle, Ayla Hawkins off the arm of Lindsay and into the seats. And Bismarck takes set three, 27-25. We're playing a minimum of four. The seed is planted, and Bismarck wants to see that seed of doubt grow and build this one back up. They need to win the next two. It's two sets to one, Winona, but Bismarck has life. Set four when we come back on KFMO.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
When seconds making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcats!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterre today or call 358-3674.
Need to know if you can make an offer on that house that just went on the market or buy that car you just looked at? Hi, Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and I think we can help. For all our in-house loans, our loan decisions are made locally by loan officers in our branches, not someone in a faraway office. Come in today and see the difference banking locally can make. For more information, call any of our six full-service branches or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Bismarck School District would like to congratulate the Bismarck Lady Indians volleyball team. They've worked hard, played tough, and shown the true spirit of determination all season long. The Bismarck School District celebrates those athletes who've put their school on the map with their amazing achievements. Thanks for an unforgettable season, Lady Indians volleyball. The Bismarck School District is very proud. Here's to the teamwork, dedication, and Bismarck pride that keeps them cheering. Go Indians!
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Hi, this is Ashley Hawkins of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
Set four, Bismarck and Winona. Winona up in sets 2-1, and the Lady Wildcats will serve first. Lexi Lindsay back to serve after Bismarck had the set three, 27-25. Serve played by Haley Dickey. Hubs will set to Lauren Pearson off of a block. Still alive, and it's cleared, but too far and out. Pearson with the kill. Nine for Pearson. And the Lady Indians start a set for the first time today with the lead. 1-0. Hubs will serve. The Lady Indians were down to match point for Winona before coming back. Set in the middle. That's Carly Dickey. To the far side, Ashley Hawkins. To the back row, it was played by the Lady Wildcats. Back to the near wing and cleared by Winona. Hubs set. Pearson in the middle. Off of a block and down for a point. We're tied at one. It was not blocked. In fact, it was never cleared by Bismarck. Serve received by Hawkins. Back set to the near side. Bad pass, but it's played by Winona. That might have gone out, but it was played. Hubs keeps that one alive. Hawkins from the far side attacks. In the back row, it's played by Bristol Lay. Set to the far side, and Lauren Martin will clear. Haley Dickey was there. Coming back was Tice, and Cubs will send over a free ball. Kinsey Hubs with a great play. Set in the middle for Williams, played by Hubs. Carly Dickey sets. Ashley Hawkins far side off of a block. Coming to get it, Winona. Set to the near side, and Sophie Kyle with the top spinning attack. Now to Ashley Hawkins off of a blocker. Diving for it. Sadie Kyle back set far side. Williams never clears. Bismarck point 2-1. Give credit there to Tice to come all the way back to the back row to keep that play alive. Carly Dickey now serves for Bismarck. Set to the near side, and it's cleared by Lauren Martin. Hubs will set in the middle for Ayla Hawkins. Left-handed attack, looking for the donut, down for a point. Ayla Hawkins again. 3-1. She leads all hitters in this game with 17 kills. Carly Dickey serves to the back row, received by Lauren Martin. Sent back to Martin beyond the 10-foot line. She clears. Carly Dickey was there. Hubs with the set in the middle for Ayla Hawkins. Trying to bunch it to the back corner. And down for a point. Deflecting off of two Wildcats. 4-1 Bismarck. Their largest lead of the match. Serve played by Winona. Free ball if it's cleared, it will be. Haley Dickey is there. Hubs set far side. Ashley Hawkins got it! 5-1. Ashley Hawkins finds the floor for her ninth kill. Dickey bullet serve off of Sadie Kyle. Set comes back up front. Free ball Bismarck. Haley Dickey is there. Hubs set. Ayla Hawkins tips it down! 6-1! Ayla Hawkins again! Bismarck by 5. Early on and set 4. Keep the foot on the gas. Dickey serving again. Off of Kyle. Set to the near side and cleared into the antenna. 7-1 Bismarck! Timeout! Lady Wildcats, Bismarck by 6 early on in set 4, and they have to win the set to force a fifth on KFMO.
Need to know if you can make an offer on that house that just went on the market or buy that car you just looked at? Hi, Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and I think we can help. For all our in-house loans, our loan decisions are made locally by loan officers in our branches, not someone in a faraway office. Come in today and see the difference banking locally can make. For more information, call any of our 6 full-service branches or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
Hi, this is Ayla Hawkins from the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
Out of the timeout, a point for Winona. Ayla Hawkins sends it too far and out on the far side. Bismarck leads 7-2. Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sansegura and Jonathan Steffen brought you that timeout. Ayla Hawkins on the far side into a block and out of bounds. Ayla Hawkins with the kill. 8-2 Lady Indians. Oh, they're going to talk this over, though. Winona doesn't think it was blocked. They thought it was off the top of the netting. What do they rule? Winona point. 7-3, no longer 8-2. And Taylor Williams goes back to serve. Chelsea Hennis was contesting the call. The floor official says, I was the one that saw that. not the corner one. Ashley Hawkins, though, she'll put Bismarck at 8 with a kill from the near side. She has 10. And she will go back to serve. Ashley Hawkins, bullet serve, played by Winona. Sent to the near side, Sadie Kyle. Blocked by Tice, still alive. Winona plays. Back row attack, not cleared by Taylor Williams. 9-3. Bismarck leads by 6 again. Served by Hawkins once more. Received by Winona in the back row. Set to the far side and cleared off of a block. Dug out of the block. Set to Tice. She clears it. And Winona plays. Set or dump, but coming to get it, Carly Dickey. Set to Ayla Hawkins into a block. Dug out of the block by Lauren Martin. Sadie Kyle to the back row. Ashley Hawkins diving play, but couldn't make the pass. 9-4. And Sophie Kyle back to serve for Winona. Top spinning serve. Ayla Hawkins receives. Set to the far side. Haley Dickey off the block and down for a point. 5 for Haley Dickey. 10-4 Bismarck in the fourth set. And Grace Randazzo comes in to serve. Serve from Randazzo. Played by Winona. Set to the near side, Sadie Kyle. Randazzo with the dig. Hub sets far side, Haley Dickey at the 10-foot line. Threw a block, and there was Sophie Kyle. Push set to the near side. That was Lauren Martin. Hubs can't get to it after the dig from Ashley Hawkins. And it's a point for Winona, 10-5. And Lauren Martin back to serve for the Lady Wildcats. Carly Dickey receives. Kinsey Hum set to the far side. Haley Dickey will clear. Got it. 11-5. Ayla Hawkins serves. Hawkins serve played in the front row. Set to Sadie Kyle. She clears. Ashley Hawkins was there. Set to the far side. Haley Dickey. Time the jump. It was played by the Lady Wildcats. Back to Kyle. Far side. Grace Randazzo read that one well. Set back to Dickey. She'll punch it into a block. Pearson digs it out. Hubs will set back to Pearson. She'll tip it over. Right there to play was Lexi Lindsay. In the back row, it's Winona. Far side attack. Sophie Kyle. Played by Grace Randazzo. Hubs with the center dump to the near side towards the net and cleared by Sadie Kyle. There was Ashley Hawkins. Set to Ayla Hawkins from the back row. She'll clear and is still alive. Winona can't send it back, and it's a Bismarck point. 12-5. Bad dig in the back row. Bad pass after that, and Winona couldn't clear the net. Now it's Ayla Hawkins to serve with a 7-point lead. Top spinning serve received by Taylor Williams. Set to the far side, Sadie Kyle from 11 feet away from the net. Ashley Hawkins diving dig. Hums will set far side, Haley Dickey off of a block, down for a point. 13-5. Bismarck has scored 3 in a row. And the Lady Indian fans come alive behind us. Ayla Hawkins short serve. Received by Martin. Back set Kyle. She'll clear. Ashley Hawkins was there. Hubs will set. Far side Dickey. Off of a block. Going back to get it. Backpedaling was Martin. Set to the near side. And it's cleared by Winona. Too far and out. Bristol Lay couldn't keep it in. 14-5. Bismarck in set 4. Ayla Hawkins will serve again. Short serve again, played by Sophie Kyle. Set to Sadie Kyle in the middle. Grace Randazzo was there. Set to Lauren Pearson, tipped across. Right there to dig was Lexi Lindsay. Back row attack, Sophie Kyle. Grace Randazzo came back to the back line to get that. Ayla Hawkins from the back row will clear, down for a point. 15-5, Ayla Hawkins again. Timeout, Winona. We take the break. Bismarck wants 5 in St. Joe on KFMO.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
AM 1240 KFMO is a member of the Misha Audio Network.
Hi, this is Brittany Tice of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
15-5, Bismarck leads out of the timeout, courtesy of Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegrau in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Ayla Hawkins serve, not cleared by Winona on receive. 16-6, Bismarck has scored six in a row. Or 16-5, excuse me. Bismarck has scored six in a row. Ayla Hawkins serve again, played by Winona. Set the middle for Sadie Kyle, and she will break that run and now make it 16-6. In set four, Sadie Kyle back to serve. That was Kyle's 14th kill. One behind Taylor Williams for the team lead. Bullet serve. Ashley Hawkins receives. Bad reception. Taylor Williams slams it down. 16-7. Winona back to serve Sadie Kyle. Bismarck leads. Serve received by Dickey. Hubs will set back to the near side. Haley Dickey clears. There's Sophie Kyle. In the back row, Sadie Kyle off of a block. And Randazzo and Ashley Hawkins miscommunicate. 16-8. Sadie Kyle from the back row. That's her 15th. And Kyle will serve. Serve tip the netting. Ashley Hawkins dives forward to receive. Set to the far side, Lauren Pearson. Not cleared. 16-9. The Lady Indians were up by 10 into that timeout, then up by 11. Their lead now down to 7. Back set near side, Haley Dickey, blocked, still alive. Ashley Hawkins up front to Carly Dickey. She'll send over a free ball. Winona in the middle. That's Martin. Somebody's in the net. It's Winona. Bismarck point. 17-9. Taylor Williams finished her swing in the net. Haley Dickey serving. You need a point here if you're Bismarck. But you give it right back on the serving error, 17-10. First Bismarck service error since set one. And now back to serve, Lexi Lindsay. Received by Haley Dickey. Kinsey Hubs will set for Lauren Pearson. Powers it off the arm of Lauren Martin and down for a point. Pearson's got 10. It's 18-10 Bismarck. Kinsey Hubs back to serve as Brittany Tice comes into the game for the Lady Indians. 8-point lead for Bismarck. Serve received by Winona. Set in the middle. Martin got the far line. 18-11. And back to serve, Bristol Lay. Serve played by Bismarck. Backs it to the near side. Pearson off of a block and down. 19-11. Pearson has 11. And Ayla Hawkins back into the game. Sinking serve from Carly Dickey. It's an ace. Bad receive from Lauren Martin. 20-11. Bismarck. Carly Dickey will serve again. Serve, tip the netting, diving, and another ace. 21-11, back-to-back aces for Carly Dickey.
Another serve on the near side. That's played by Sadie Kyle. Set to the near wing, cleared by Lauren Martin, and it'll go down for a point. It was deflected off of a block, then Hubs trying to adjust to the deflection. Couldn't make a clean pass after she got a piece of it. Serve received by Carly Dickey. Set to the far side, Ayla Hawkins through a block and off the net. It's played by Lexi Lindsay. Cleared into a free ball. Haley Dickey, both knees, she slid. Ashley Hawkins, line shot, got it! 22-12. Ashley Hawkins has 13. Hawkins serves again. It's an ace! 23-12. Three aces for Hawkins in the game. She serves again. Sinking serve received by Winona. Set to the near side, Sadie Kyle. Off of a block. Hubs went to get it. Carly Dickey at the 10-foot line. Sets for Haley Dickey on the far side. She'll go to the back line, but too far and out. Missed the angle on that. 23-13, and Winona now back to serve. Serve by Sophie Kyle, played by Bismarck. Set to Ayla Hawkins. She'll send it to the far side. Bristol Lay. Clearing was Lauren Martin. Short set, Ayla Hawkins to the near side, and Bismarck's on set point, 24-13. Ayla Hawkins again. She's got 21, make it 22. Grace Randazzo back to serve for the Lady Indians, trying to force a fifth set. Randazzo's serve out for a serving error. 24-14. Lauren Martin serves. Received by Ashley Hawkins. Hubs will back set Ayla Hawkins. That tipped the netting, played by Winona. Set in the middle for Kyle. She'll tip it across. That was Randazzo. Set far side, Haley Dickey off of a block. Ayla Hawkins to the back row. Right there was Lauren Martin. Back to the near side, cleared by Lay. Blocked by Hawkins! Ayla Hawkins, have yourself a game. And we're going five in St. Joseph for a state championship. 25-15. Bismarck has won the last two. And they force a fifth on KFMO.
Do you want free checking? Do you want a bank with no hidden fees or any other requirements in order to keep that monthly service charge away? If your answer is yes, then Unico Bank is the bank for you. We have completely free checking, including online banking, bill pay, mobile deposits, and debit cards issued right at the branch. Everyone loves free, and at Unico, we love our customers. Come see our personal bankers and get an account that's just right for you. We have locations in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, Potosi, Bismarck, and Irondale. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When seconds making a play, Short's got
a
cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Chuck Odle, Shelter Insurance, on East School Street in Bonterra today or call 358-3674.
The City of Bismarck is proud to congratulate the Bismarck Lady Indians volleyball team on an incredible season. Making it all the way to the Final Four is no small feat, and the Lady Indians have shown skill, determination, and heart every step of the way. The City of Bismarck and its residents stands behind you, cheering you on for every serve, spike, and victory. Way to go, Lady Indians. Your city is celebrating you.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Unico Bank of Potosi is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank of Potosi today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. Unico Bank of Potosi, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
Hi, this is Chelsea Hennis, head coach of the Bismarck Lady Indians, and you're listening to the High School Volleyball Class 1 State Championship game on AM 1240 KFMO.
Set 5, what everybody plays for, a state championship game, and Bismarck was down to their final point, and they've come back and have won the last two sets and are a set away from their first ever state championship. The Lady Indians will serve first. Kinsey Hubbs will put it in play. A big start for Bismarck would be huge in this fifth set. They wanted Winona. They got Winona. Both teams up against it now in this final fifth set. Set break brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sotziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen, and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Hubs starts the serving to start set 5. Serve received by Sadie Kyle. Free ball Bismarck to start the set. Haley Dickey is there. Hubs set to the middle. Pearson blocked and down for a point. Taylor Williams makes it 1-0 Winona. They did not lead at all in the fourth set. Back to serve Lindsay, received by Dickey. Hubs will set Pearson on the near side, looking for the corner, but it's played by Lauren Martin. Back row attack, Sadie Kyle, blocked by Pearson. Still alive to the far side, under the net. Bismarck point, 1-1. And Carly Dickey back to serve for the Lady Indians. Serve received by Martin, set in the middle for Williams. She clears, too far and out. Bismarck leads 2-1. And Carly Dickey will serve again. She had a pair of aces in the fourth set. Serve on the near side, played by Sophie Kyle. Cleared by Lauren Martin. Ashley Hawkins was there. Set back to Ashley. Far side tipped over the block. Down for a point. 3-1 Bismarck. Remember, folks, you played to 25 in the first four, only to 15 here in set 5. Carly Dickey serving again. Serve, nearly an ace, still alive. Free ball Bismarck. Ayla Hawkins. Hubs will set. Back to Ayla, into a block and down for a point. Martin again. 3-2. Bismarck still up by one. Back to serve, that's Bristol Lay. Short serve, Carly Dickey was there. Hubs will set to the far side, Ayla Hawkins. Dug in the back row, Winona plays to the near side. Sophie Kyle clears. There was Carly Dickey, push that far side, Ashley Hawkins. Line shot, but it's played by Sadie Kyle. Tipped across and down for a point, we're tied at 3. Second tie of set 5. And back to serve, Bristol Lay. Played by Carly Dickey. Bad pass towards the net. It cleared. And Martin will send it back. Beg your pardon, that was Williams. Far side, Ashley Hawkins off of an arm. Played by Winona. Free ball, Bismarck to the back row. Carly Dickey had to go all the way back to the line. Set to the far side, Ashley Hawkins tips into the net. Not cleared. And Winona leads again, 4-3. Second lead change of set 5. Bristol A serves. Serve received by Carly Dickey. Kinsey Hubs will set. Ayla Hawkins goes roll shot. Bristol A back set far side. Free ball Bismarck. Haley Dickey went to get it. Hubs will set. Back to Ayla in the middle into a block. Ashley Hawkins tips it back across. Diving dig that time. It was Winona. Cleared again. Ayla Hawkins. Set in the middle, back to Ayla. She'll tip it across. Right there was Lauren Martin to the near side. Sophie Kyle. Haley Dickey went to get that one towards the net. Tipped and down. Winona. Sophie Kyle with her first kill. 5-3. Lady Wildcats. Timeout. Bismarck. Chelsea Hennis wants to stop all momentum. Quick conversation. We'll take a short break. Be back after this on KFMO.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they have you covered. Can't go to them? No worry. Their mobile unit comes to you. Plus, enhance privacy and style with their expert window tinting services. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, choose Curtis Auto Glass Center. Your clear vision starts with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills. Call now to schedule your appointment and experience the difference.
Hi, this is Haley Dickey of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
5-3, Winona leads in set five. We're tied in sets two apiece. Carly Dickey receives that. Set to the far side, Ashley Hawkins. And I check that Ayla Hawkins, power drive, played in the back row. Back to the near side, roll shot. Kinsey Hubbs is there. Carly Dickey will set Ashley Hawkins into a block. Still alive for Winona. Set to the 10-foot line, cleared by Lexi Lindsay. Far side set. Ayla Hawkins off of a block and down. 5-4, Bismarck down by a point. And it's Ashley Hawkins back to serve. Ashley Hawkins serve, played by Winona. Set to the 10-foot line, cleared by Taylor Williams. Ashley Hawkins is there. Set to the far side. Haley Dickey to the near corner. Lay, punch to the back line. Ashley Hawkins kept it alive. Had to run across the court, and it's cleared by Haley Dickey. Winona set to the near side. Lauren Martin into a block and down for a point. Lauren Martin with her sixth kill. 6-4, Winona by two. And Taylor Williams back to serve. Serve off of Ayla Hawkins. Far side set. Haley Dickey off of a block and down. 6-5. 8 for Haley Dickey. Grace Randazzo comes in to serve. Randazzo gets the signal from the official to put it in play. Serve received by the Lady Wildcats. Sent to the near side, Sadie Kyle. She'll get it to the near side, but it was played by Randazzo in the middle. Ayla Hawkins off the head of Lexi Lindsay and down. We're tied at 6. Ayla Hawkins again. Six all. Randazzo serving once more, this time serving for the lead. Serve tip the netting, played by Winona. Set to the near side, cleared by Lauren Martin. Too far and out. Bismarck up, 7-6. Third lead change of set five. And Randazzo to serve. Played by Winona. Back set, Kyle got it. Slide play, 7-all. Sadie Kyle with her 17th kill. Four ties in the fifth set. Now it's Sophie Kyle to serve. On the near side, Randazzo. Hubs push set, Haley Dickey through a block, played by Winona, and it's Ayla Hawkins got the far line. 8-7, Ayla Hawkins again. 24 for Ayla, and she goes back to serve. Serve, played by Winona, set to the far side. Lauren Martin tipped off the netting, down for a point. We're tied at 8. And Martin gets the point, goes back to serve. Sinking serve, Ashley Hawkins receives. Set to the far side, Lauren Pearson tipped over the block and down. 9-8, Pearson with 12. And Haley Dickey will go back to serve. Serve played by Winona. Bad pass to the net. Tipped across. We get a whistle. Somebody's in the net. It's Winona. 10-8 Bismarck. Timeout, Lady Wildcats. Their first timeout of the set. We'll take a short break back after this on KFMO.
Bismarck School District would like to congratulate the Bismarck Lady Indians volleyball team. They've worked hard, played tough, and shown the true spirit of determination all season long. The Bismarck School District celebrates those athletes who've put their school on the map with their amazing achievements. Thanks for an unforgettable season, Lady Indians volleyball. The Bismarck School District is very proud. Here's to the teamwork, dedication, and Bismarck pride that keeps them cheering. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Grace Randazzo of the Bismarck Lady Indians. You're listening to the High School Volleyball Show Me Showdown on AM 1240 KFMO.
Haley Dickey back to serve out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Agents Mike Sansagraw and Jonathan Steffen. 10-8 Bismarck leads. Dickey puts it in play. Received by Winona. Sadie Kyle from the 10-foot line. Dickey was there in the back row. Hubs will set far side. Ashley Hawkins off the arm of a Winona Lady Wildcat and back. Here's Lauren Pearson through a block and down. It's 11-8. Bismarck by three in set five. And Dickey will serve again. Serve by Dickey, out for an error, 11-9. And Sadie Kyle will serve for Winona. Serve received by Randazzo. Hubs will push it to the far side. Ashley Hawkins tips to the donut, down for a point, 12-9. Bismarck three away. Kinsey Hubs to put it in play. Bismarck's made a full rotation. Her serve received bad, poorly by Winona. Cleared into a free ball for Bismarck. Haley Dickey with a smile on her face. Set to Lauren Pearson. Tipped through a block. Right there was Lindsay. Back row attack, Sadie Kyle. She'll go roll shot. Haley Dickey played that. Hubs will set again. Far side, Ashley Hawkins tipped over the blocker. Right there, Lindsay. Set by Martin. Back row attack, Sadie Kyle once more. There's Kinsey Hubs. Set by Dickey. Far side, Ashley Hawkins to the near side. It's going to get to the scorer's table and fall for a point. 13-9, Ashley Hawkins. Timeout, Winona. Their final stoppage. Unbelievable. Bismarck was down to their final point. They're two away. Back after this on KFMO.
Do you want free checking? Do you want a bank with no hidden fees or any other requirements in order to keep that monthly service charge away? If your answer is yes, then Unico Bank is the bank for you. We have completely free checking, including online banking, bill pay, mobile deposits, and debit cards issued right at the branch. Everyone loves free, and at Unico, we love our customers. Come see our personal bankers and get an account that's just right for you. We have locations in Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, Potosi, Bismarck, and Irondale. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on KFMO, Kinsey Hubs will serve. 13-9, Bismarck leads. The timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Bismarck was down to their final point in set three, 24-22. Rattled off two straight and five of six to take the third set. Dominated set four, 25-14, and lead 13-9 in set five. Hubs with the serve. Received by Winona. Set in the middle. Blocked by Pearson in the back row. Kyle was there. Cleared into a free ball. Haley Dickey. Pushed that far side. Ashley Hawkins tipped it over and down. It's match point for Bismarck. 14-9. They wanted Winona. They're a point away. Kinsey Hubs will serve for a state title. Serve played by Sophie Kyle. Set to the near side, into a block and down for a point. That was Taylor Williams. 14-10. Bismarck was here last year, had Winona with their back to the wall and couldn't get the job done. Lexi Lindsay serves. To the near side, Dickey. Hubs in the middle. Ashley Hawkins tapped down by Williams. No! In the net! And Bismarck a state title! Unbelievable! I don't believe it! 15-10, the final in the fifth set. The Lady Indians, in Misha's 100th year, have their first ever state title. Unbelievable. 17-25, 13-25, 25-20, 27-25, 25-14, 15-10. The Bismarck Lady Indians stun the Wildcats in five sets to win a state championship. I do not believe it. They were down to their final point, and they've won three straight. What a game, and Bismarck a state championship for the first time ever. Wow. Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress postgame show coming up after this. Trophy presentation. The Lady Indians on top of Class 1. The state runs through Bismarck.